Hey, folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I just wanted to tell you quickly about NTT Fitness and NTTFitness.com. That is a full health mecca. I tell you what, located in Pinellas Park, you got group fitness classes, you got a gymnasium, you got people that will hold you accountable for your own fitness goals, and they have an excellent meal prep service. Now, I know you can cook your own food. I get it. You know how to do it. Wouldn't it be nice to have some variety, though, and it's delivered right to your door? You can get your entire Sunday back. You don't have to worry about it. It shows up on Sunday night, and then you just put it in the fridge, and you got food for the week. It is awesome. I've been using it for a few weeks, and I absolutely love it. I want you to try it out. Use code LEVELUP15. That's the homemade broadcast code at checkout, and you'll get 15% off your first order, NTTFitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach, rock, rock, park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the homemade broadcast.
Because it's hard to just sleep when you're tired. Because people are tired most of the time.
Gosh, I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Oh. That was a nice moment.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, it was Kesha.
Okay.
Well, I wish you the best.
You can look it up after.
Wake up like P. Diddy, bottle of Jack,
yeah.
That whole thing.
Okay.
Okay, and... are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hello, I'm world-famous television news broadcaster Brendan McLaughlin, and you're listening to The Homemade Broadcast. That makes you really smart.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Tierra linda que está más allá, donde hay una sonrisa, a bailar la cumbia, candela, candela, a bailar la cumbia, que quema, que quema.
It is the homemade broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line here. It is open and ready for you. HMBRadio.com is the website. Same thing. Open 24-7, man. HMB Radio on Facebook. It'll be there as long as Facebook's there. You can follow me on Twitter at @home_made_man. Welcome to the program. Good to see you. Or talk to you again, anyways. Are you okay? Are you okay from this storm? I'm concerned about this storm, man. We're going to go over that very shortly. We got bedtime coming up later in the show. We're talking about football being back, not a moment too soon, and more TV talk. I don't know why I'm watching a lot of TV lately. I don't understand it. I don't want to do it, but I'm just falling into it, and it's scaring me a little bit. There's so many options and places where I can watch now. It's insane. And then later in the show, we're going over, we're going to be talking a little bit of identity politics, because Mayor Pete is a man running for president on the Democratic side of the ball, and apparently lesbians don't like him because he's a man. So we're going to talk about that later in a clip from Stay Woke, which is a show I co-host on the radio with my friend Anna Hummel. We do that weeknights at midnight on 102.5 The Bone locally, so we're going to talk about that at the end of the show. But first, I want to talk about this storm. I hope we're all okay here, because I'm recording this earlier in the week. It's about to hit Puerto Rico as we speak. Poor Puerto Rico. Oh, my gosh. They've just gotten the short end of the stick there the past few years. They get hit every year. Maria tore through that place, totally wrecked the place. I don't even think it's done, you know, being rebuilt. I'm sure it's not. And they got just one after another. Every year they seem to get hit by at least one storm, if not, you know, multiple storms. But it's like, you know, even here in Louisiana, New Orleans, I'm pretty sure they haven't completely rebuilt from Katrina. These things just, you know, upend the earth. What was the one last year that hit Mexico Beach in Florida? That place is just gone. It's completely off the map now. And initially, I was kind of like, this one doesn't scare me. Dorian is its name. Eh, it looks like a kind of a wuss. I don't know. But it keeps on changing where it's going to come in to Florida. And now it went from, yeah, it'll just be a tropical storm when it hits here, which, you know, Floridians are like, okay, it's just going to rain, be a little bit windy, no problem. But now, but just before it's about to hit Puerto Rico and after, they say it's going to, you know, advance to a Category 3. I hope that's not the case. I hope I'm not dead right now, because you know how those things are with the direction. They don't know. They have a good, you know, guess. But the cone of uncertainty is the whole state. It could land anywhere in the state of Florida. And thankfully for us here in the Tampa Bay area, at least we got that, you know, we got Florida to, it has to go through Florida before it gets to us. But I think we're going to get some weather out of this thing. And once again, I am completely unprepared for any sort of storm. Does anybody prepare for these? We're going to go over a list here shortly of what you need for hurricane season and see how prepared I am. And I think I'm going to be disappointed in myself. I am going to be 35 years old this year, and I still feel like a little boy. Because my plan is, if I need to evacuate and go somewhere, I'm just going to Daddy's house. That's what I'm going to do. I know he's got some water, and he's going to have bullets and stuff. So at least we'll have that, figure everything else out later. He's prepared. He's good with this stuff. I always think, I hear these things advertised on podcasts all the time. Get your emergency kit in case disaster strikes. You don't want to depend on the government. You get $99. And I'm like, yeah, I should definitely do that. And then it just leaves my brain. It goes one ear, and it's gone. And I go, oh, I'll just go to Dad's house if I need to. Completely unprepared. I watched, was it last year or 2 years ago when that storm was supposed to hit here? It was supposed to go right up Tampa Bay. Was that Irma? And it went down south, thankfully. But that was, here we felt a lot of effects here in Tampa, St. Pete. My neighbors across the street were without power for weeks. I felt guilty after a certain point because I was, you know, I had power by noon the next day. But these poor people were just sitting on their porch for weeks without power, waiting for it to be reconnected. And I mean, and after that storm, I mean, I sat and watched it. Basically, I got drunk and sat on my dad's porch and watched this storm roll. And these were just the bands of this storm. It was destructive, but it was oddly pretty to watch, because I'm watching these trees bend in the wind, and I'm amazed because this isn't even a storm, really. This is just the outskirts of this thing. And the transformers pop, 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 and bright flashes, and you can't hear any of the sound because I guess the wind just pushes the sound. And it was so, I remember just being dumbfounded by this thing and saying to myself, if this ever happens again where, you know, we're going to lose power maybe, or, you know, we ever come close to getting hit, I'm out. So that's not happening either. Just totally forgot, you know, what a difference a year makes. Not that I forgot, I just like, I'll be fine. That's my mentality. So I hope we all are fine. It's definitely going to hit the state of Florida. And I wish those people that's in the path, Godspeed. If you don't believe in God, keep your fingers crossed, give ups to the universe, and I hope you're fine. So what I wanted to do this week was go over the emergency stay kit plans that Pinellas County recommends you have on hand for an emergency. And let's play along. Let's see how many of these I have in my apartment here. I don't think it's that many. But so suggested items for a stay-home kit. This is from Pinellas County government. They say you need 1 week's supply of food that requires no cooking and fluids to drink. Nope, I have none of that. I could go. I guess I'll maybe go try to get some water or something, but I just don't have that. Food, look, I'm husky. I can go a few weeks without food and be all right. It might be a good thing for me. So I'm just going to take the gamble and not prepare. Formula or baby food, don't need that, thankfully. But if you have a baby, you definitely need to get that. That would be important. Let's see. 1 gallon of water per person per day. Nope. Yeah, that's no way that's going to happen. I don't have enough room in here, man. I don't have enough room to fit a bunch of water in here. It's a tiny little apartment. Non-electric can opener. Yes, I do have that check mark for me on that one. I do have an electric can opener. Utility knife. Yeah. All right. Doing pretty good now. 2 for 2 of the last, 10. Cups, plates, and plastic utensils. Nope. Don't have that. Cooler and ice. I have ice in the freezer, and I have an insulated bag. If that counts, that'll work. Pet food. Don't have any pets, so I'm good there. But if you do have pets, you need to get that. First aid supplies. No, I don't need any of that. Like, things like adhesive bandages, gauze, pads, and tape. No. Soap and antibacterial hand gel. Yes. I got that. Antiseptic. Yeah, I got that. Latex gloves, scissors, tweezers. Yeah, I don't have the gloves, but I got everything else. Thermometer? Nope. Sunscreen? Yes, I do have sunscreen. Over-the-counter pain reliever? Yeah, I got that. Anti-diarrhea medicine? Of course I have that. Are you kidding? Do you know me at all? Yes, I have anti-diarrheal medicine. Anti-itch cream? I think I might have that as well. And then, of course, you need flashlights and lanterns. These are tools and emergency supplies. No, I have the flashlight on my cell phone, and once that dies, nope. Don't have that. Be screwed. Battery-operated radio. Nope. Extra batteries. Nope. Have no batteries at all. Matches or lighter in a waterproof container. I do have lighters and stuff, so okay. I'll give myself half credit for that. A compass and local maps with shelter instructions. No, this isn't 1842. I don't have a compass. A shut-off wrench and other tools. Uh-uh. Paper and pencil. Nope. Plastic sheeting and tarps, negative. Elastic cords or rope, nope. Tarps and plastic sheeting, no. All right, not doing well on that category. Sanitation, portable toilet. You would think that maybe I would have a portable toilet, but no, I do not. I don't think many people do. Feminine supplies, thankfully I don't need those. Personal hygiene items, look. If there's no water and stuff, I'm just prepared to be stinky for a little while. You know, I got some deodorant, but I'm not even going to use it. If I'm in that, I'm just going to be homeless. I want to experience what it's like to be homeless in a catastrophe like this. So that's my plan. Just don't come near me. Okay, so you need clothing or bedding. You need one complete change of clothing and shoes per person. Yeah, okay, I got that, sure. Sturdy shoes or work boots. Yeah, I got that. Rain gear. What do you need, an umbrella? Forget it. Just get wet. Blankets and sleeping bags. I got some blankets. Sunglasses. Yeah, I got those. All right, cool. And then if you have kids, you need powdered milk, favorite non-perishable snacks. These kids are supposed to just eat whatever's there. If they're hungry, they'll eat it. They don't need their favorite snacks. Just get whatever's most convenient, for God's sake. Stuffed animal or favorite toy. Blanket and pacifier, diapers and wipes. Card and board games, books for all ages. So, surprisingly, I did better than I thought I was gonna. But basically, look, most important things, you need some non-perishable food, you need water, you need to be prepared to be without help, because in a situation where a hurricane's coming through, doesn't matter if you call 911, they're not coming. So if you get hurt or something, it's better to just get out of the way and evacuate. You know, we have the technology, we kind of know where it's gonna be, the storm. And hopefully this isn't Dorian is not too impactful on the state here or to anybody in Puerto Rico, but you just got to be prepared for it, man. Don't be like me. I'm a bad example. Or, you know what, be like me and then just go to your dad's house.
The homemade broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
The homemade broadcast is brought to you locally by Truvie Salon and Spa, located right here in beautiful St. Petersburg, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B. Truvie, T-R-U-V is in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. It is the number one place to get your hair cut. Yeah, that's right. I said that's a bold move. Rated best of the bay by me. Yep, you heard it here. What more do you need? Make your appointment at truviesalonandspa.com. All right, this week on Bedtime, I was excited about football being back. And then I ended up going down a rabbit hole on this show, Last Chance U, that I was watching on Netflix. And then language started to come up. This guy got in trouble for language. But let's just get into it, all right? This is me thinking of you in bed on bedtime right here on the Homemade Broadcast.
Oh, man. So good to have football back this week. Watch the Gator, or last week, I guess now. I watched the Gator-Miami game. Really sloppy game, but still fun to watch. Good to have football on again. I like football season because it allows me to potentially do nothing all weekend. Where I could just... Saturday's college football. Sunday, NFL's on. And theoretically, if I wanted to, I could just stay inside both those days, hang out, watch games, and be content with that. And it's good, because I'm trying to save money. I've been spending money like I've had it the past few months, and I need to stop doing that, because I don't have it. And, like, I don't know what it is about... I feel like if I'm alone, watching a game, and then if I have some beers, or some bourbons or something, I don't feel like I'm drinking alone. Does that make sense? That's what I did on Saturday. I just stayed in, watched the game, had some bourbon, and then went to bed at a reasonable hour and got up the next day. And yes, I drank alone, but I was doing something. I was watching the game. It just feels okay for some reason. I don't know if it is or not. But it was good to have the game back. I've been not trying to brag about this either. I'm just saying that this is what I'm doing. I'm stating a fact. I've been reading books lately. Trying to read instead of watching TV and stuff. And I'm only saying that. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying that because I'm going to talk about TV again this week. And stuff that I saw on television. So, there's that show, since we're talking about football, Last Chance U on Netflix. I don't know if you ever saw it. It's a reality show. The premise is that it's these schools where these Division I football players go to junior college because they got kicked out of their program at the Division I level. And they go, and then they, you know, work themselves back into a scholarship, pretty much. They either don't have the grades, or they get in trouble, or, you know, something happens where they get kicked off the team. So the past few seasons, it's been with this Independence Community College in Independence, Kansas, I believe. And the head coach was this guy, Jason Brown. He got a lot of flack after the third season because he's kind of a dick. But you know how the reality TV goes. You can't really tell, is he a dick? Or are they just making him seem like a dick? Like, he seems like a dick. And I think he'd probably refer to himself as a dick. It's his way or the highway. He's got a saying, you know, love me or hate me now, love me later type thing. It's my way or the highway. And I don't know. I liked him. I thought he was pretty cool. And he got a lot out of his players. And he's got to deal with, like, I think he need to be tough on these type of kids that he's working with because they're dumb. Most of them are severely handicapped. Like, the kids that they were following around, one of them, I'm pretty sure couldn't read. And he's in college. So, I don't know how he got to that point in to be in college with that sort of credentials, but I'm assuming football is the reason why, because he's a good football player. So, he's trying to work with these kids, and he calls them, you know, a bunch of different names that are mean and bad. Bad words, but that's just the way, I don't know, coaches do that, and yelling is better motivation than not yelling. I think that's scientifically proven, I'm pretty sure. So this guy got into it with, at the end of the year, last football season, he had this transfer student that was from Germany, and I heard him say it in the show, too, but he referred to the kid as Hitler a few times, because he's from Germany. Kind of funny. I don't know. But, you know, you got nicknames. This is the sport. This is the game. Football's war. Unlike any other sport, even UFC. UFC's mano a mano type thing. Football is, you're on a team, you're on a battlefield, and you're strategically trying to beat this other team. You're hitting the other team. So it's unique that it's, I think it's the most like war. And you gotta have tough skin for war. I tried to play JV football in high school. Wasn't cut out for it then. Probably not cut out for it now. Not very athletic. Not very tough. So those guys are on a whole other level. Those are tough dudes that play that sport. They can handle getting called some mean words. And Jason Brown did a Theo Von's podcast, which if you like Last Chance U, you should listen to that podcast because it was very informative and you got a little bit more perspective than what the TV show told you about and portrayed. So Jason Brown, I guess the German kid got into it somehow, and then he said, you know, sent the German kid some texts with some explicit language in it and told him that he's his new Hitler and he had to meet him on the field at so-and-so o'clock. And the kid, instead of just sucking it up, went to the school president. A whole hullabaloo arose from that. And they fired Jason Brown for that. I don't think that's good. I don't think we should be appeasing these kids like this. Now, where's the line as far as where language... I don't know. I don't think language is ever should be the cause for someone being fired. I don't know. Maybe there is. It depends on the context, though, again. And he's the head football coach, and this kid was a football player. Like, he didn't hit him or anything. I remember USF Jim Levitt got fired from USF for grabbing a kid's face mask and shaking it a little bit. Like, that's pretty tame for football coaches, but they can't do it anymore. So instead they scream and yell. And they're not even allowed to do that anymore, apparently. I mean, like, because I remember him calling the kid Hitler in the show. There was a scene, and I was like, oh, man. But then after the show ended, just that quick little blurb cost him his job. And now he doesn't know if he wants to coach anymore. He doesn't think he can coach anymore because he's too old school. They don't like his style, and he's too old school. I agree with him. I don't know if I'd want to coach either if those are the standards you have to work around. My God. It's just, people are soft, man. We're all really soft. Like, words are violence. They're not. And then the other thing I saw was I had to call off work on Monday because I guess I got super hammered on Sunday. I can go to work if I have a few drinks on Sunday, but this was another level. I guess I Ubered home. Like, it just got out of hand. I was with a few friends, and it just got out of hand, and I had to call off work. So I watched Dave Chappelle's new special on Netflix. And it was amazing how that's getting heat, too. Dave Chappelle is very beloved. He's black. But he's getting criticized, which is pretty shocking because he brought us all this great comedy. And these stupid... I don't even know if you can call him journalist. Vice Magazine wrote an article about how you could skip this special because it's not telling the truth. That was a literal line, like, it's missing one thing, it's missing the truth. It's a comedy special, you asswipe. He's not under scrutiny like the president is. And I found it really interesting, too, that there was this one thing where Dave did this impression. He says, I'm going to try some impressions. And then he did this thing where he's just like, duh, I'm going to go back on your timeline and find some tweets where you said dumb stuff. Blah, I'm going to ruin your life. Blah. And he went, who was that? And some bitch yells out Donald Trump. What? When has Donald Trump ever said that? But this is how delusional we all are right now. We have totally deluded ourselves. And he goes, no, it's you. That's you. I'm doing an impression of you. And then he went on to talk about Kevin Hart and his Oscars drama that he had and, you know, what he had to go through because people went back 10 years and looked on his Twitter account, this call-out culture we have to, you know, basically criticizing cancel culture that's going on, which is insane and should be stopped because it's really... a negative aspect of what we're doing. You could go back on anybody's feed and find stuff that they said that was out of line, terrible, you know. And then I think a lot of those people that get caught, they go, oh yeah, I don't agree with this. This is, you know, I've grown 10 years, you know, my personality's 10 years older, I've learned things. I don't even agree with what I said here. But no, it doesn't matter. You said it, so you're accountable for not only what you say, but how people take it. And it's really a negative, negative thing that's going on. And we need to stop this crap. It's very important. Otherwise, we're all going to end up without jobs, potentially. Oh, brother. But Dave's special was good. I didn't think it was particularly groundbreaking or anything, or, you know, a lot of people loved it. I thought it was fine. It was good. I enjoyed it. But, you know, middle of the pack for me. But I like that he called out the cancel culture stuff and Jussie Smollett and a lot of crap that's been going on. And he does it, you know, he's offensive, but he does it in a way where it's funny. And that's what's really important. He makes fun of everybody. He made fun of poor white people. He made fun of Jussie Smollett. I mean, nobody's safe, and that's a great thing about comedy.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Homemade Podcasts with an S.com. That's my media consulting company. If you're interested in learning how to podcast but don't know how, don't know where to get started or how to get started, whether it's, you know, questions about RSS feeds, don't know what that is, well, you need to know for podcasting, and I can help you because I'm talking to you through that medium right now. Or if you're a business that's interested in reaching new and existing clientele, podcasting is a growing way to do that. It's growing every year exponentially, so it's good. It's a good thing, okay? HomemadePodcast.com, or you can leave a message on the HMB radio line at 813-693-2124. All right, this week on Stay Woke, Anna and I talked a little bit about Mayor Pete Buttigieg, I think is his name. I don't know how to say it. I think that's it. I'm assuming it's not anything to do with butts, because that would be inappropriate and rude to assume that, because Mayor Pete is a gay man running for president, and as we know, people can't take jokes anymore. So Anna and I were talking a little bit about a coalition of lesbian voters who do not want to vote for Mayor Pete, even though he's gay. So we touched on that. And you can hear Stay Woke every weeknight at midnight on 102.5 The Bone here in Tampa Bay, thebononline.com. You can get the app. If you sleep like a normal person, you can get Stay Woke on demand. Just search iTunes or Google Play, wherever you get your apps, and put in 102.5 The Bone and download it. They got weather, traffic, all that good stuff. And yeah, we can hang out together every night. So let's listen to this clip. Talk about Mayor Pete and intersectionality from Stay Woke.
Lesbians.
Nice transition.
Is that a good segue?
Yeah.
I feel like it was. Lesbians are not a fan of Pete Buttplug. I always forget it.
Buttigieg?
Whatever. It's clearly Buttigieg. Buttplug. That's what it is. That's what his name is. If you haven't heard, I believe he is, was it Indianapolis, the mayor of Indianapolis, somewhere in Indiana, okay? And he's running for president, and he's gotten a lot of support. He's the first openly, let's start there, he's the first openly gay candidate that's ever run, I think.
Yeah.
I think he met his boyfriend on Hinge. You know,
yep.
I feel like he's one of us.
Sure.
He understands the struggle.
Man.
Yes.
Was he like 38?
37. Very, very young. And apparently he's wooed a lot of the gay voters,
sure.
You know, because they're like, oh, he is a trailblazer. This is what someone is saying here. But some of the women in the LGBTQ community are not too thrilled. It says here, this one woman says, what her name is, I don't know. She says, but I'm one of these women who think we are way overdue for having a woman in the White House. So I don't want no man. Says here, Buttigieg, the openly gay mayor of South Bend, Indiana, that's what it was, has drawn notable support from gay voters and donors for his presidential bid, but interviews with dozens of prominent Democrats in the LGBTQ community spotlight a remarkable collision of goals and ideals in the community of lesbian political activists this year. They want a lady.
Of course they do.
And guess who's not a lady? Pete Buttigieg, okay?
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg is not a lady. Yeah. So I have to ask you guys out there. Maybe you guys are part of the LGBTQ community. Maybe you're just a regular Joe Schmo. Maybe you're a straight, cisgendered, white male. Do you feel like you need a certain brand of person to be in the White House? Does that make sense to you? That doesn't really make sense with me. I feel like you want to vote someone in based on their politics, if they align with your values, not if they have a certain skin color or skin tone, not if they have a certain religion, and certainly not if they have certain genitals. You know, I really don't think we should be pushing for a man or a woman, maybe just a person. Let's just start there. But no, we have to focus on the genitals, William. Why?
Well, it seems like the Democratic Party is about now. It's intersectionality is what this is called. And they have strict things that they're looking for. And it mostly goes down the checklist of, are you a minority? Are you a lady? It just has to be different. It just can't be a white dude. That's the most important thing. And Pete is, he's gay, but he's white.
He is white.
And that's going to be a problem for him. Yeah. Because, you know, you got Kamala Harris. You know, she's a woman of color, and she's a lady. Ooh, that's two big ones.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
It says here, and this is pretty crazy.
If only she was gay. Holy crap, she would be in immediately.
Triple threat. It says here, this is a quote from another lesbian lady, it feels like a slap in the face to just go directly to the white gay guy.
There you go.
When you've, for decades, you've been trying to elect a woman, and it didn't happen last time. This is a lesbian Democrat who works in national politics. If Pete Buttigieg is elected, it won't feel like a vindication of Hillary Clinton, who murdered Jeffrey Epstein. If a woman is elected, it will. So they are more attached to being a female, right? Yeah. That's apparently higher on their list of priorities, even if that woman is straight, yeah, than to elect a man who is gay, but is not only a man, but is also white.
There's a hierarchy here. So I guess woman is more oppressed than gays, I guess, on the list. Like a white gay guy is still a white man at the end of the day. So it's not quite good enough. So they need a lady. Even if she's a white lady, it's still ahead of gay man. It's really hard to navigate this hierarchy that they've set up there.
Right.
And the funny thing about this, what I find amusing about it is they want to tear down the hierarchy in which they place white men at the top, being the most powerful people in society. Mm-hmm. So they basically just taken that model and then flipped it on its head. Mm-hmm. So now, like, if you're disabled, gay, on the spectrum of autism,
Jew,
like the more of those that you check off, the more powerful you are and the bigger your voice should be. So it's really bizarre. They just made a new hierarchy. They just flipped it on its head. It's not tearing it down.
Right. I would call it the hierarchy of adversity or presumed adversity, right? Like if you're part of a lot of different minority groups, whether, you know, you have you're queer, or you're Jew, you're a woman, whatever it is, however many in quotes oppressed categories you fit into, the more, what would you, it's not the, I feel like the more say that you should have. At least nowadays, right?
The louder your voice should be.
Right, right, absolutely. And they feel like maybe that these other sorts of categories of people are underrepresented, and that is what the country needs.
Right.
And I say nay. I say nay. Not necessarily that I'm anti-diversity, but I am pro, let's talk about ideas. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what we should be focusing on. If you hate everything about a person, but you like their gender, you're going to vote for them on their gender. That is the last thing that you should be looking at, folks.
I agree, and that just seems like a no-brainer to me. But to say that, that's problematic, they would say.
Because here's the thing, and this is why I try to keep it on the straight and narrow, no pun intended, as much as possible. But like, I hate double standards, right? I hate double standards when it comes to men, women. I accept that they do exist. But if you were to repeat this sentence and say, it's about time we elect, this is a quote, it's about time we elect a female president. If you say it's about time we elect a male president, ooh, that doesn't sound good.
Well, they've all been male.
Sure, but let's say to keep a male president, keep whatever, focus on them being male and saying they should win because they are male.
Right.
That sounds horrible, right? That sounds extremely oppressive. That's essentially the definition of the oppressive patriarchy. We're trying to get a lady in the office. No, who cares? Listen, you can run, and if you're the better candidate and you win in the Electoral College, you become the president. You have the opportunity, but people want to see it happen. And I kind of understand that. You know, a lot of people want to see someone that resembles them so that they can feel good about themselves by association, which is pathetic, by the way. If a woman accomplishes something and you just feel better about yourself because you share the same XX, kill yourself. Honestly, you didn't do anything. You know, I used to get stuff like that all the time. Oh, are you trying to do this to show that woman? No, I'm trying to show myself that I could do it. I could give a rat's ass about anybody else. But I don't subscribe to identity politics.
Yeah, well, that,
I'm Anna. That
you're
is
an individual,
all.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's the point of view that you know, I share, too. I just kind of believe in the individual. Don't really care what you are, what creed or race, or if you're gay. I don't really give a crap as long as you're a good person. I look at the individual. But
no, Will,
wrong. Well, they look at it as a collective. And that's the thing. They're a group, and the groups tend to be more powerful. And that's the thing, too, when you go into these things. There's a coalition. So it's tough just being an individual now.
Yeah, but
you get attacked.
It's just so crazy to me that there's all of this talk against racism, sexism, xenophobia ism, all the isms, all the phobias. But then we're saying we need a female.
Yeah, but see,
we need a gay person.
They changed the definition of racism and
the
sexism.
Hell?
They've changed the definitions of it. So their definition is not the dictionary definition of just holding someone being unfair based on sex or based on race, just having a. Now it's just you can't be that towards white people.
Right.
So they can do this stuff and totally get away with it in their point of in their frame of reference anyways, how they frame the discussion. So
right.
You can't get them on your race. They'll just be like, no, I'm not. It's prejudice plus power. And since they don't have any power, they can't be prejudiced.
Racist. Or prejudice.
So they've changed the words and meanings of these things. I don't subscribe to those definitions.
It's a double standard.
So sorry, I'm not playing your game.
No. Neither am I.
I'm just not going to do that. You are a racist and you are a sexist.
Right. And they have this whole sort of idea that you can punch up, but you can't punch down. If you say something bad about white people, totally fine.
Can you imagine?
You say something bad about any minority, you're racist. That makes no sense to me.
And I can't imagine when they're talking about these candidates now, or Hillary Clinton is a victim. Are you kidding me? She doesn't have power. She's been part of the most powerful family in America for decades.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have power. She's the victim in this whole thing.
Get real.
Give me a break, man.
Get real.
Elizabeth Warren's been a senator for how long? 20 years. She's a victim in this thing. She doesn't have power. Bull crap. This is total nonsense. And it's just an easy way to win. And, you know, you just can't play the game with these people who are into this stuff. I like when people say how they feel, right? Because then I know I don't have to interact with you. It's not worth interacting with you. We'll just separate here, say hello in the hallway,
right?
And that'll be it.
It is what it is.
Yeah, and then the other side, they'll talk about, this is not how you really feel, right? Like, there's a lot of knowing what's in the hearts and minds.
Right.
Like, Trump's a racist, right? That's just said and done.
Sure.
But, you know, I he might be. I've said that before. I don't know if he is or not.
I don't know what's in his mind and
heart.
But
he says he's not. And, I haven't really seen anything that's concrete.
Forget about Trump. Just like any sort. I see that argument all the time. They're like, oh, that person's racist. And I'm like, really? And I'll be like, oh, this is their, they have some black friends. Oh, well, they're just doing that to show everybody else that they're
right.
not racist. You
right.
cannot win.
That's
so,
it.
So how, when will you believe that this person is not racist? Well,
there's nothing.
I don't. Because they are. They're racist.
I saw this one dude who's going to prison for inciting a riot. He got in a fight with the Antifa people, and they were calling him a racist. He has a black wife and black kids. And then they'll say, he just married this woman to use her and to he doesn't really love her. He just uses her like as a sex slave.
People are the worst.
And then made children, you know, with her just to like keep his pets. And you go, that's so insane.
Yeah.
I don't even know. So and then you just go, okay, well, there's no talking to you.
Right,
you're not
right.
Reasonable.
Yeah.
And just frig off.
Yeah. They already have their conclusion and their mind made up, and they will use any evidence for or against to make that claim. Their belief.
And just, I mean, the mental gymnastics you have to go through, they're never wrong. It's never occurred to these people that you might be incorrect about a lot of this stuff. That couldn't possibly be it, because then they're really screwed.
Oh, yeah. Not good.
Their
folks.
Point of view is crushed.
All right, there we go. 813-693-2124. Let me know what you think about the lesbians not liking Mayor Pete. Do you think it matters what somebody's creed is when you're voting for president? Does that matter to you? And if it does, why? Let me know. 813-693-2124. Check out hmbradio.com. You can find out about comedian Pete Davidson and why he yelled at a bunch of UCF kids last week. And just like the Facebook page and stuff. Why not? I don't really use it, but it'll prove to my boomer parents that I'm something. HMB Radio, all one word, on Facebook. And like Radio St. Pete, right? while you are there, just Radio St. Pete. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, home_made_man, and Radio St. Pete. I hope you're safe. Yeah, check in with me. Let me know that you're okay. 813-693-2124. I hope Dorian spared us all. And if he didn't, sweet release. That's what I say. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks. I hope you're okay. I hope you have a good week. Otherwise, I hope the cleanup's not too bad. Stay tuned if you're listening on Radio St. Pete for Frank Rivera's Jazz Show and the Indie Circuit coming up after that. And if you're listening on podcasts, thanks. Subscribe, tell a friend, get some stickers. Hit me up. Have a great one. Talk to you soon, I hope. Bye-bye.
Found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.